It's a national program, so they do this all over the country. But here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, they're asking us to find a family or a, not necessarily somebody that can't afford it, but kind of a local hero, whether it be first responders, police, fire, that type of person, or even more so, somebody that's really gone above and beyond in our community to make our community stronger, better, thrive. So that's what we're looking for right now. Is that person or that family that does that.
Right. Like maybe a volunteer in the community that does so much, but now they're just having, maybe they're having trouble making ends meet. And we just got to give them a little boost and give give this free heating or air system to somebody in the community. So we're super excited.
So is it you'll get both?
I mean, it's the same system, right? So
Well, I was last week I was actually with the founder of this, and he said, yeah, it's either furnace or air conditioner. Some cases, we'll do both.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So depending on what the story is, we might put in the entire system.
Right. Now, will you guys at Laney's, then you guys will get the nominations coming into you, and you'll get to read through and then make a decision? Or how does it work?
Well, the nominations are going to go, I think the first step is for them to go through Lennox. And they do some of the vetting, and then they let us help with the second process, which would be, you know, narrowing it down and choosing. So this is the first year for us. So it's a little learning curve. But but it's going to be, I think they go nominate. There are some criteria. You have to own the home. You have to have existing ductwork, and it cannot be a mobile home. So that's where we start. And after that, when you go and submit your nomination, you'll see that. And if everything's okay there, then you go to the second step, and that is telling the person's story and why they should be considered.
Yeah, and they really tell the story of why this person is deserving. Don't just write a sentence or two. Like, really let us know and you know, like, what the need is and why they are deserving of a new heating or air system.
Right. It's really going to help out their chances in getting that system.
Right.
Yeah, you got to put the whole story together. You can't be just like, well, this is Joe, and he's a firefighter, and he works all the time. I mean, there's got to be some more detail to it.
Sell him.
Sell him, and then obviously tell him why they deserve it, because obviously here in North Dakota, we've seen it. Thankfully, not so much this summer, but we've seen those 90-plus degree days. It gets super hot in your house. Bonnie had a weekend or so with no air conditioning.
Laney saved us.
We've also had, obviously, those cold winters. So if you need that furnace system redone, you don't want to be without heat in the wintertime, because obviously here it can get brutally, brutally cold. So, I mean, this is a great contest for someone who's very deserving up here in the FM area.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's really going to help somebody out. The FM area has really supported Laney's over the last 65 years.
Mm-hmm.
And any time we get a chance to give back, we're going to take it.
Well, you guys do that. Janae, Ronnie, and I got to judge the chili competition that you guys had, like, what was it, last spring, I want to say, or this past spring?
February, I think.
Was it winterish? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But you guys had recognized a bunch of your employees, too, for just taking part in their volunteering their time, correct? So philanthropy must be a big thing for Laney's as well?
Yep, it is. In that one, actually, our employees got to choose where that money went to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that
they
kind of tied them into it as well. And it was a fun event. It always is.
Yeah, it makes you feel, too, good giving back to the community
we all live in.
Plus, chili's always good to eat.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Usually. Wow.
Give her an elbow and they say, Jill, I want to get invited next year to this.
Absolutely.
I enjoy my chili, Jill. Just saying.
All right. On the list.
So how do we nominate somebody for the Feel the Love program?
A couple different ways. You can go to feeltheLove.com, and that's the Lennox website that they have set up. It's all right there. You'll be able to just go right in and put all the information in. Or you can go to laneysinc.com/feeltheLove, and this site isn't quite up yet. We're hoping it's up tomorrow. But then when you hit that link, it's going to bring you to Feel the Love.
Oh, sure.
Now, is that a local link for here, or is that a nationwide? Because I would assume the Lennox one is more nationwide.
Yeah, that's national. Yep, and this one's local, but it'll bring you to the national.
So. When it comes to this on a national scale, then, how many communities are able to participate in this Laney's Lennox partnership for the Feel the Love event? Is there 100 local areas that are doing this, or is there more than that? How many people are going to be able to get rewarded with a new air conditioner or heating system?
You know, Lennox has been doing this for several years now.
Yeah.
It's our first year, but they give away, and do you know the number, Jill? I don't know the number off the top of my head, but it's anybody in the nation that is a Lennox dealer can participate in this.
How many Lennox dealers are there across the country?
I don't.
Hundreds, let's see, I have a
thousands.
Magic Google machine.
Is it a good furnace and heating system? The best? One of the best?
It's one of the best, absolutely.
Okay. Right. We're just checking on you.
Yep.
It was a pop quiz, Joel.
Yeah.
Okay?
It is. Easy.
Lennox has been around for a long time. Didn't they have the commercials with the guy with the mustache or something?
Dave Lennox.
Yeah,
was
there
you go. Got to have a Lennox or something like that was their tag or something like that back in the day?
I don't remember that tag.
You guys are asking hard questions.
Yes,
you guys thought you were just going to skirt into class at the last minute. We were going to go easy on you, didn't you?
I will say, Joel, that I think the funny story is that once upon a time, I remember texting my dad and laughing because I was like, well, I'm a homeowner now because I had my water heater. There was a pipe that goes to it off the main line and it was leaking. And I believe that I called Laney's and had service, you know, that same day or the next day.
Sure.
Right away, which was great, by the way. But I had to laugh because like, well, I'm definitely a homeowner now because I have to either replace or I have to get an appliance fixed or I had a pipe issue. So that's what made me feel like truly a homeowner for the first time, you know, a couple years after I got my house.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
When you had to spend money.
That's always awesome.
I had to spend money, but obviously, I tell you what, Laney's coming out, are you guys with the tagline that there's no overtime or late night fee or anything like that?
Was it still 8 to 8 at
the regular rate?
Yeah.
And don't you have people waving at us or on the back?
On the back of the trucks.
See, we do pay attention.
Yeah, exactly.
And Hawkeye.
We'll actually get a phone call, at least one phone call a year, from people waving back at our trucks, and they thought it was hilarious, so they call in and tell us.